Thursday, November 24th. It is Thanksgiving Eve. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu Peters. There's a piece that was published the other day on the website Revolver News. That's the same outlet that's been exposing so many of the FBI shenanigans with the January 6th incident. But the piece is titled, Are You Ready to Be an American Kulak? As the piece explains, the kulaks were a social class in Russia around the time of the Communist Revolution. They were peasants, but they were better off peasants. They owned land, they ran small businesses, they grew enough food to sell on the market, and so forth. Under Stalin, the Soviet regime labeled them class enemies and ultimately exterminated them. Well, as the piece explains, America has its own kulak class today. It's ordinary middle-class Americans. It's white people, Christians, men, straight people. It's small business owners. You know how it is. This country is at war with normal people. But most specifically, it's at war with people who look most like a typical American from 1950. It's at war with people who represent this country's glorious past because their very existence shows how rotten things have become. To quote the article, America's kulaks are blamed for every problem, vilified for every success, and deserving of every punishment. Their destruction has become a fundamental goal of American political life. And that's what we see here today. We have CRT in our schools telling white children to hate themselves for their skin color. We have affirmative action from the federal government and our major corporations elevating and punishing people based on their race or sex. We have the federal government using lockdowns and government-backed riots to obliterate small businesses. This isn't a fad. It's not a passing spell. This is the state ideology of the left in America right now. Michael Kost is a former intelligence analyst with the U.S. Army. He served in Iraq. He says that he hoped to be able to just raise his son in peace, but instead, he's forced to watch the Constitution be trampled into dust and his son's future destroyed by Marxist tyrants. Michael says that America's in the middle of a color revolution taking place all around us, and it's a revolution that's bad news for everyone to the right of Chairman Mao. Michael spent years analyzing military intelligence abroad, and now he's applying his skills at home. He says the signs are bad, very bad. And he feels it's his obligation to at least warn everybody. Michael Kost joins us now, sir. Thank you for your service and thank you for coming.
No, thank you, Stu. Thanks for having me.
Do you agree? Are we the American modern day kulaks?
Well, I think that we have a little bit more liberty in the modern age than they had back then. But it is important to look at history and the way that the Bolsheviks came into power and brought communism onto the scene. And then later, Chairman Mao, his color revolution actually resembles really close to what we're seeing now across America. He had a slogan called the Great Leap Forward, which totally failed and decimated the economy of China right when he came into power. And here we have Joe Biden with a similar slogan, Build Back Better. What is he building back? That's what I'm wondering. These people manipulate anything that they possibly can, but who they're trying to manipulate is the people who are on the fence. A lot of people don't know the history of Marxism. They don't know about the Bolshevik Revolution or the color revolution in China and what these people did to bring themselves into power and then to, you know, totally dominate these countries with absolute tyranny for decades. People have no clue, and we're seeing it play out throughout America right now, and it's very sad to watch for sure.
They don't teach history in history class anymore. They don't teach real history. We're tearing down monuments all over our country that illuminate what our history was. Do you think that that's been intentional over decades? Because history is obviously bound to repeat itself. We don't want them knowing about this stuff, certainly.
Well, I absolutely do. I mean, the early Marxists came here in my research, in the 1930s, as Nazi Germany was coming into power, there was a bunch of Marxist intellectuals in Germany who moved to the United States to flee Nazi Germany. And then they started teaching what they called critical theory at Columbia University in New York. It's now got another name for it, but this has been going on for decades. And these people, they hated Western civilization. I'm talking about Horkheimer. There are several other names that aren't coming to mind at the time, but there are several people who were involved in this early on, and then it just permeated academia throughout the United States over the past several decades, and we're having to live with it now. And the main thing that they hated was just Western civilization in general. People hear the term Marxist. A lot of people on the left, they reject being called Marxist or communist because they're not. They look at Marxism and communism as an economic theory, but it goes far beyond that. Critical theory, which was born out of these Bolshevik revolutionaries of the 1930s who made their way to the United States, critical theory, which is awfully close to critical race theory, which is a hot topic right now. But these people called it critical theory, and their whole point was to decimate Western Christian culture and civilization. And you see it happening every single day. I mean, it's just pure debauchery, decadence all over the place. This was their goal, and we're living in the middle of it right now.
You served in our military. I see the Don't Tread on Me flag behind you. I see the Betsy Ross. You're a father. You don't strike me as the kind of guy whose MO is to just lay down and allow this to happen in our country. Do you think it's too late for America?
No, I do not. I don't think it's too late. As I mentioned earlier, there's a lot of people on the fence. There are millions of people in the United States who go to work and come home and they don't give a crap about politics. And in my opinion, these are the people we need to reach with the truth. And I don't know how we're going to do it. I don't have all the answers, but I think that, I don't think Biden won the election legitimately. That's just my own analysis. But there are millions of people who are voting for these Democrats, and they're voting for their own demise. And a lot of them reject, like I said, they reject communism. They call it a conspiracy theory. They just couldn't imagine it. But they're not boots on the ground at these political events around America, seeing people wave hammer and sickle flags and wear hammer and sickle pins on their shirts. But these are the people that we really need to wake up. There won't be an America anymore if we continue to allow these Marxist tyrants to take over. And the scary thing right now is that they control the entire federal government, the FBI, the CIA, DOJ, DOD.
And most importantly, the media industrial complex. That's the most important thing in the world. If it was 1990 right now, do you think that by and large, we would even know of the existence of a virus called COVID-19? We wouldn't even know that it was here ever at all, because the death rate suggests that we wouldn't know that it was here. The hospital system never collapsed, any of that. Joe Biden appeared on some talk show leading up to this fraudulent and stolen election and said, if you don't vote for me, you're not black. This is the type of message that the media continues to propagandize the unsuspecting American public by identity politics. Black people, if you're black, you have to vote for a Democrat. If you don't, you are a social outcast. You're a modern day kulak. These people are the ones to blame for all of the riots that we see in the streets, the occupied police precincts burning down, the explosions that we see, people driving cars through celebrating Christians on the streets of Waukesha, Wisconsin. The media is at fault for all of this. Do you agree?
I totally agree with that. Yep. And again, it goes back to this critical theory, cultural Marxism, and trying to destroy everything. Everything we had going for us back in the 90s has been destroyed. I mean, I remember I'm almost 40. So, I mean, I came up in the 90s and early 2000s, and race wasn't really an issue. People didn't care about your race. As long as you showed up to work and did your job every day and, you know, minded your own business, nobody cared about race. But it is this incessant propaganda from this Marxist mainstream media, which is driving people to drive their cars into crowds of people. This is insane, absolute insanity playing out on our streets. But the elites are laughing right now.
They are. Because it's right out there in front of the entire world to see. I mean, I feel like cognitive dissonance or willful ignorance is at an all-time high because people are actually refusing to believe what their eyes tell them they're seeing and what their ears are plainly hearing. They're ignoring reality. They're ignoring objective facts and accepting some sort of pseudoscience, you know, talking about the coronavirus deal. And they're accepting the fact that we're a systemically racist country, which is completely untrue. They're accepting the fact that, you know, police are chasing down unarmed black people and just murdering them in the street. Completely false, untrue. We can't get these people to turn off their TVs. They won't do it. They won't put these things down either. They won't put their phones down. We have a society that is built on expecting immediate gratification. If they want the answer to anything, the information superhighway is at their fingertips. They can get it right now. And what they're viewing is completely false. What they're viewing is propaganda. And you know, it's really concerning for our kids. And what you wrote into the show about being concerned for the future of your kids or kid is exactly where millions and millions of Americans are right now. I mean, people are fearful just sending their kid to school because they feel like they could potentially be injected with this substance, this bioweapon behind their back without their consent, without their knowledge. Their kid comes home with a lollipop. Oh, what'd you do to earn that? Well, you know, So I'm glad that you feel the way that you feel, though, that this is not lost. I've got about 30 seconds here. Let's have your final words.
Well, I grew up in a free America. Like as a kid, I roamed around in the woods with a shotgun when I was like 12 years old, you know. So I just want to be, I'm not saying every kid needs to be roaming around in the woods with a shotgun, but to have that liberty is so important. I mean, it really develops you as a human being. And if they take this liberty away from all of us, we are in deep, deep trouble. So this is all about the future we want to provide for our children. Absolutely. I don't care about me at this point. I've lived a decent life. Now my only goal in life is to do whatever I can to provide a free and prosperous future for my son. Yes.
Amen. Amen. And you know, to be quite honest with you, kids roaming around in the woods with shotguns is probably step one to preventing this complete overthrow.
Yes, Michael, sir.
Go ahead.
I'm all about some 1776. Yes, sir.
Michael Kost, thank you so much for being here. Have a happy Thanksgiving. God bless you, sir.
You as well. Thank you.
I love that. And we're going to do a lot more of that. That's what makes this an action platform. We love having a Rolodex and access to the world's top experts and doctors and scientists and bringing them on here to inform you. But we are a platform that gives real people a voice. That's why we're on Cozy TV. Shout out to all the Groypers and Zoomers over there watching right now. We're in the chat room. We're watching. I can see you right now. We're watching. You know, but this is a platform of action, moving the ball. People are, by and large, extremely worn out and tired of these big super events, paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars to go and attend some stadium filled with popular celebrity Hollywood politician type influencers screaming the same stuff over and over again. Hold the line. But it never moves the ball. Buy my product. It'll make the country great. And people are willing to spend their money to go there and do that because it feels good. But they're more willing to invest their time and fight for this country because that feels better. Which is why here we try every day in our Telegram on Gab to give real solutions. People like Dr. David Martin, the certified mail that you can send. Go to stupeters.tv, find the Dr. Martin interview, download the documents, send them to your attorneys general. Period. We take action here. We're changing the political narrative, the whole landscape with this platform. And they are so fearful of it, these globalists. Step on these snakes. By the way, my new shipment came. I wanted to show you. Look at this. These make great gifts. Okay, go to steponsocks.com right now and get yourself, you know, a 3-pack of these 100% Patriot design, all cotton, high quality socks. All kinds of them. This one is the Stepon Cuomo, Newsom, Pence, Whitmer. They come in camo. They come in the traditional red, white, and blue. The Free Our Kids sock. Look at this one. Free Our Kids, now in stock over there. The Trader Joe version is now back in stock. Plus, they sell silver. I wanted to bring it into the studio here to show you guys. I've got my bags of silver right here. Real silver that you can buy at steponsocks.com, as well as flags. The flag that I haven't unwrapped yet, but I'm excited about right here. This is the American flag with the hand pulling back the flag, revealing the cross. This is a country founded on God, under God. Go to steponsocks.com right now. One of the original sponsors here on the Stu Peters Show. We credit them in large part for keeping us on on the air. I got to go here. I've been talking for too long. More of the Stu Peters Show right now. Well, the totalitarianism that's descending upon America isn't necessarily emanating from the White House. You can't get rid of it simply by sending Joe Biden to a nursing home and Kamala Harris to a loony bin. But instead, tyranny is oozing from the pores of every institution in America. It's building from the bottom up. Because the hearts of the American left love tyranny. They love abolishing freedom for others and for themselves. That's why every tech company embraces censorship. It's not because Biden demands it, although he does. It's not because the CEOs want it, although most of them do. But the biggest reason there's so much tech censorship today is because the rank and file employees love it. The same goes in our schools. Our schools have psychotic mask mandates and speech codes and transgender propaganda because the ordinary teachers and administrators all believe in that stuff. And so it is with our court system. The judges of America's courts are embracing vaccine tyranny. In September, we learned about a mother who had her child taken away by a court and placed in foster care because she wasn't vaccinated. And now that the FDA has rushed through approval for vaccinating our 5 to 11-year-olds, courts are doing everything they can to force shots into the arms of minor children. Carrie Murray is a mother who sadly is currently embroiled in a family court dispute. She wrote this message to us, quote, "The divorcing parents that don't want shots are considered negligent parents. My children were injected with the bioweapon behind my back. This isn't uncommon in family court," unquote. Of course, vaccines are just the tip of the pyramid of evils that go on in a family court. Family courts also drive wedges between families. They deploy psychopathic social workers to take children out of homes and get them into foster care. They aggressively push forward insanity like transgenderism, and they'll take kids away from their parents if they aren't on board with mutilating their own kids. Carrie wanted to come on and talk about that whole destructive system, and we're happy to have her. Carrie, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Hi, Stu. Thank you for having me. I bring a grim topic, but a topic that I believe everybody needs to be aware of, particularly parents that are currently already divorced or are going to go through the system, or even thinking about reaching out to the CPS system to help, as they will not help these children.
Yeah, I mean, we're watching the Australian military round up Aboriginal kids, pinning them down, forcibly jabbing them. I consider that to be government-sponsored bioterrorism. What's the difference between that and what you're experiencing at the hands of a crazy ex and a tyrannical judiciary?
There is absolutely no difference. And it's not just myself, and this is not new. This happened also with several previous vaccines that were actual vaccines. And just a side note on that, a lot of people know my platform, KM Functional Health. I've done a lot of anti-vaccine work because I am proudly anti-vax. We don't know what's in any of these shots, particularly this bioweapon. However, they have been on the side of the parent that wants to inject them regardless of whether their children or themselves have had previous injuries from regular vaccines. I'm not even talking about the bioweapon we're currently up against today.
Why do you think it is that the court is so adamant that your kids and every other child in America gets this injection? I mean, we learned from Dr. David Martin yesterday that there are 7 specific felonies that are being committed here, that this is absolutely a bioweapon. It can be traced all the way back to 2015. We know what's happening here.
Yeah, I mean, my personal belief, as well as what I've studied, and I've studied intensely, not only the vaccine, the ingredients, the patents, Dr. David Martin, Dr. Jane Ruby, I followed you very closely. I have followed a lot of the top actual doctors and scientists who are really studying the vials and disclosing what is in this. This is nothing other than a bioweapon. It's depopulation. It's genocide. It's to maim, kill, destroy, create lifelong customers. There's a computing system in this. You will be hooked up to the grid. You will be hooked up to AI. Therefore, your brain is the control of these globalists. And the thing that I find people have the biggest trouble wrapping their head around is, how can such an evil exist? They wouldn't really do that to us. Or this is so far-fetched that it can't possibly be true, but that couldn't be further from the truth. Unfortunately, having experience with a psychopath in my life, I know how their minds think. So seeing all of what is going on, this narrative, I mean, people have to ask, it's not just what they're telling you. Oh, they say it's safe and effective. What are they not telling you? So why are they not saying there's any type of reaction whatsoever, ever, in the history of vaccines, particularly this one? I mean, the things that they're not saying are just as important as the things that they are saying, for like that. Also, why aren't you allowed to question it? Why aren't you allowed to ask what's in the vials? Why aren't you allowed to bring any of these topics up? You're only allowed to say it's safe and effective. If you do not, you're taken out. That's it. You're done.
Yeah, these are questions that we've been asking here for months, for a very long time, since the inception of this thing. What was your reaction when you found out that your vengeful ex injected your kids with this bioweapon?
I was devastated. I mean, I didn't think that I could get any more devastated after my experience of 10 years in the family court system and dealing with a narcissistic, malignant abuser. And I don't want to dox my children or my ex-husband for the sake of my children. And I'm just, you know, I'm not looking to harm anybody. But I don't think that there's words to describe how broken my heart was. And I didn't think it could be any more broken, because the family court has, my kids went through living hell, has destroyed my children. They destroyed a maternal bond between my children and I. I was completely alienated from my children overnight on no basis. What people don't understand about family court is there is no due process. There, you can say that somebody, I mean, if you read the court paperwork over the course of the past 10 years, you would have thought I was Pablo Escobar. Now, if anybody knows me, and people who know me and see the fight I've been in for these past couple of years and knew what I went through with my children when they were little, being injured by vaccines, being medically sick all of the time, 3 babies in 3 years, I was injured by vaccines. And our health, we were in hospital after hospital. We were all so sick. Even when I was pregnant, I was on a home IV all 9 months, all 3 pregnancies. I had a bizarre reaction to hormones, right? So my children were born a little underweight and they were born early. I was induced early because of my health. Now, given all of what we had gone through, you would think it would be obscene to inject them with something again. But it was done, not just with this, with the HPV. And I found out through the grapevine. I mean, my parental rights are violated left, right, and upside down for years, but there's no accountability. Why? Because I don't have the money. I was financially bankrupt. I was emotionally destroyed. I was physically destroyed. I was combating multiple chronic illnesses. I mean, the trauma is indescribable when you're separated, when that maternal bond is severed from your own children. Sorry, I wasn't anticipating this. I mean, this isn't fresh. This isn't even new, Stu. This has been going on for years. And I went all the way up to de Blasio's office, William Fletcher, who's the head of ACS. I called ACS to help with this emotional parental, this emotional brainwashing and abuse of my children. That's why you can see this picture so clearly of what's going on in our world. I've been living it for 10 years. I've been living the, you know, I switched from conventional medicine to naturopathic. I am a functional health practitioner now. I use my platform to share of what is going on in the reality of allopathic conventional medicine and why you can't get, I mean, the reason I'm not 100% healed from the 8 different chronic illnesses I was labeled with in multiple mental illnesses, none of which were actual truths, is because I didn't have the resources, as many don't, to go and get a naturopathic doctor. Because why? Insurance doesn't cover it. Why? Because they're not pushing pharma pills.
I've only got about 30 seconds left here, but I want to know, what are you going to do now? I mean, you're obviously still fighting. What's your plan?
My plan is to keep fighting. My plan is to keep fighting and do everything I can to spread the word to other parents, to everybody who will listen, and for everybody to just wake up they are, they're coming for your kids. They're taking your kids and you don't even see it. You have got to wake up and heed the warnings.
Carrie Murray, we're praying for you.
Thank you, Stu. Thank you for having me today. I appreciate it. And God bless you. Keep up the great fight. In Jesus' name, amen.
God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. My heart just breaks for Carrie Murray and all of the parents that are going through this. And what we're getting out of Australia is a horrific nightmare. We're working on vetting this stuff, getting a firsthand source. But the information that we have preliminarily and some of the videos that we've seen on social media are saying that the military there in Australia, in these secluded areas, are chasing down kids and forcing needles into them. A syringe containing this bioweapon. They gave up their guns in Australia. Don't give up your guns. Get guns. Go to gunsamerica.com. One of the original platforms, whether you're a dealer or a private party, buying or selling, within 50 miles, all of those transactions are free. The most trusted source for buying and selling guns is gunsamerica.com. Go to gunsamerica.com right now. Again, all of the transactions within 50 miles, when you find somebody, you'll be shocked when you go to gunsamerica.com at how many people are right in your area buying and selling guns. Guns and ammo, extremely important. Go to gunsamerica.com. We're proud to endorse gunsamerica.com, a new sponsor here on the Stu Peters Show. It aligns right with what we align with. Go to gunsamerica.com. Make sure that you mention Stu Peters when you go to gunsamerica.com. Well, the holidays are here. Happy Thanksgiving, by the way, to all of our listeners, especially those Groypers and Zoomers over at Cozy TV. No, I'm just kidding. To all of you. But we hope that all of you who are traveling do so safely, and thank God that you can actually still travel. No doubt the dictators are trying to destroy this country and would love to stop you if they could, but they can't, and that makes them seethe on the inside, and we celebrate that as well. But still, COVID is out there. This chimerically engineered, sociopathic, Tony Fauci, taxpayer-funded Wuhan lab, China intentionally released virus is there. And Dr. Stella Emanuel wanted to come on to discuss what you can do to keep yourself safe, prophylaxis, early treatment against the virus over the holidays, especially with the extremist pharmacists out there refusing to fill ivermectin prescriptions. And Dr. Emanuel joins us now. Thank you for being here and happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, happy Thanksgiving to you and happy Thanksgiving to America.
Absolutely.
Like I said, thank God we are still able to, mingle and at least travel. In Australia, you can't come out of your house. And if people think this is funny, if this they think it's just going to go away, they should find out what's happening in places like Australia and New Zealand. And then they'll realize that if we don't fight with everything that we have, that will soon be us. But it's not going to happen because we're going to fight.
So while this bioweapon has been rolled out and the funnel is there, funneling everybody to get this injection, this inoculation that is killing unprecedented amounts of people, it's dangerous, it's deadly, it's doing exactly what it was designed to do, which is incapacitate, maim, handicap, destroy lives, and kill people, specifically
and
our
on top
kids.
Of that, on top of that, kill people, and then those that are not killed are programmed and turned into some kind of human cyborgs. That's the whole plan. At the echelon of this is the devil. They want to corrupt humanity, kill as many as they can, corrupt the rest, because the devil wants to take over our world. But still, they're not going to win. Because you know what? If you read it in the Bible, at the end of the day, God wins.
That's
God
right.
Comes and blows up this, takes away his people out of here, blows this up, and Jesus wins. God wins.
So in the natural,
for now, we have to fight.
Yeah. And in the natural, how can people protect themselves against this so-called virus, which I refer to as a chimerically engineered branded product being marketed as COVID-19. It's a set of symptoms. How do people protect themselves against this? Because there are people that are getting sick from this engineered virus.
Yes, especially during the holidays. We always see a surge of sick patients during the holidays. So during the holidays, make sure for those that we've already put on prophylaxis, make sure you take your hydroxychloroquine. Take a dose when you're hanging around with a lot of people. Like, that's what we do. Like, I take a weekly dose of hydroxychloroquine. Some people take a weekly dose of ivermectin. But if during the week, like on Thanksgiving Day, you're going to hang out with a whole lot of people and you get exposed, you can take an extra dose. For those people that do not have yet, please get hydroxychloroquine, get ivermectin. You can go on our website, drstellamd.com, drstellamd.com. If you use the promo code STU, we'll give your audience a 5% discount.
Hey,
make
how about
sure
that?
You go get it today. Listen, STU, we cannot wait till we're sick. We cannot wait till we're about to die. We cannot wait until you can't breathe and you should not place yourself in a position where you end up in the hospital. And the best way to do that is to make sure prevention and early treatment. We are not an emergency room. If you log in to see us, it might take 2-3 days for your medication to go get to you. And when people are really sick and come when they are can't breathe, sometimes it's too late to be helped. So the best thing for every single American, and that's my cry, and I'm screaming on the rooftop, get hydroxychloroquine, get ivermectin while you still can, and have it in your medicine cabinet. If you get sick, sure, we can actually, you can say, good, how much do I take? During these holidays, make sure everybody that comes to your Thanksgiving dinner gets a dose of hydroxychloroquine. I give that to everybody that comes to our church. I give that to everybody that comes to our events. I get them to sign a little paper. You don't have to, it's your family. And I make sure they get one dose. That dose prevents them from getting an infection. We have to be safe. We are fighting this battle, but we are fighting a battle that is invisible, is spiritual, but they are actually releasing chemical bioweapons that are going to infect people and make them sick. So make sure you're safe. Hydroxychloroquine works. Ivermectin works. The issue is still a lot of people are not listening. They are not hearing. They are waiting till they are in the hospital. It doesn't matter whether you're vaccinated or unvaccinated. In fact, we're a little terrified for the vaccinated because of antibody-dependent enhancement, being exposed to the wild virus, their immune system being destroyed by the spike protein. So they are even more likely to get sick. They should get on the prevention. Make sure you have it in your medicine cabinet. Yeah. We also have on our website the vitamins that we created, vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin in one pill, because there are people that take the hydroxychloroquine, but if they don't take their vitamins, hydroxychloroquine is an ionophore. It opens zinc channels. Zinc gets into the cell, stop replication of the virus, stop uptake of the virus. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Our vitamins have vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin. Quercetin is also a weak ionophore. So we need to make sure that we have our immune buildup, and we're ready to handle this winter, because you keep hearing about a dark winter. We need to be ready.
So a question for you regarding these pharmacists, there's these extremist pharmacists that won't fill these ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine prescriptions. So I've told people to find a compounding pharmacy in your area. You might have to drive a little bit further to get it filled. But what about people who can't find a pharmacy if they want to come and get this ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine from you? Are you guys shipping it to them?
Oh, yes. We actually have mom and pop pharmacies. We've liaisoned with mom and pop pharmacies at all 50 states. You don't even need to find a pharmacy. When you sign up on our website, you pay for your medical consult and your medications. The pharmacy ship it right to your house. So we have pharmacies in all 50 states. We took time because we used to call prescriptions and they will cancel it and not tell us, and it will cause a whole lot of problems. Patients will not get their medicines when it's been called in. This left, so we have bypassed all these big pharmacies. We don't use any of them.
What's the website again, Dr. Emmanuel? What is your website again, so I can put it up on the screen right now?
DrStellaMD.com. DrStellaMD.com.
DrStellaMD.com. Let's get that up on the screen here real quick so that everybody can see it. So you can get your hydroxychloroquine there. You can get your ivermectin there, and you can stay healthy. Yeah, pass it out like candy, right? When you come in the door, instead of wiping your feet off, like is the common courtesy, hey, let's just pop a couple of pills here, some ivermectin, some hydroxychloroquine. Why is the media, why are they so eager to damn this early treatment and call us radicals for believing what is actually true, is that the off-label usage of hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin actually works to prevent contracting this and other viruses?
It is actually part of the evil agenda to discredit anything that can treat this disease. You know, hydroxychloroquine was over the counter in France. It was over the counter in many countries, even in New Zealand, South Africa. Guess what? When COVID hit, they took it off from over the counter. Why? They don't want people to have access to medications that can treat them. People die in the hospitals too, not because of COVID. People die in the hospitals because they are withholding effective treatment from them. And then they are giving them things like remdesivir that's poisonous to their system and watching them till they are ready to be intubated. Then they intubate them and kill them off. You know what I'm saying? This is a sinister plan. And any human being that is sitting right now thinking, well, if we just comply a little more, things will be fine, needs their head examined. I was speaking to a vaccinated family member the other day. I said, let me ask you something. First, 90% effective. 80%, 70%, 60%, then you can still catch the virus. You can still spread it. Oh, no, it doesn't work. Now you can die. Then take a booster. at what time do human beings wake up and think that and realize that something crazy is going on? And I saw an article the other day too that just puzzled me. I said, they said scientists are puzzled because of the lack of COVID in sub-Saharan Africa. I said, what is wrong with these people? What is the difference in sub-Saharan Africa? Hydroxychloroquine, chloroquine, mefloquine, it's over the counter.
Yeah.
We use it for malaria. And when somebody gets a fever back in Africa, guess what they do? They go over the counter and they buy malaria treatment. COVID has had maybe 185,000 deaths in Africa. 50% of that is in South Africa, where they don't have malaria. So COVID is barely there in Africa. Now they are trying to force the jab on people and kill them off, as they are doing everywhere else. People in Africa just go over the counter and get hydroxy. That is why COVID has not become an issue. In most places in Africa, they've never heard of a COVID patient. Scientists are puzzled. No, they are not puzzled. They know what's going on in Africa. They just don't want people to get treated.
They don't want to print it, and they don't want to talk about it. And I've said it before. Mm-hmm. I don't mind saying it again. The most inoculated country on the planet is Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Israel has virtually the highest COVID infection rate. Now compare that to India, where they hand out ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, zinc, D3, quercetin, mm-hmm. C, these things. They don't do the injections there. And guess what? Virtually no COVID in India either. Yes. I've got about a minute left here, so I want to say this one more time. DrStellaMD.com, DrStellaMD.com. And you said that they can use promo code STU to get a discount. That's awesome. Thank you for doing that.
5% off. And I want to give my book.
Yes.
You can also get my book. My book has a lot of the information with this craziness. And even protocols, if you go across to Mexico and get your medication, there are protocols in this book for you to use. Even for your, like if you want to give out medicine for your family members, there are protocols here for you to use. This stuff is over the counter in many countries, so it's practically harmless.
Dr. Stella Emmanuel, God bless you, and I hope that you have a wonderful Thanksgiving tomorrow.
And a
Merry Christmas. And let's talk before then. I'd like to actually get you on a Saturday for our mm-hmm. redvoicemedia.com premium users, where we can have more of an extended conversation, because you are just a wealth of information. You're a lover of Jesus, a follower of God, and yes. I would love to be able to do that. Would you come back and sit down with me for an extended segment where we can talk?
Definitely. It will be my pleasure.
Look for that.
God bless you. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Absolutely. Look for that. Sign up, by the way, right now at redvoicemedia.com/premium. Again, redvoicemedia.com/premium. Powerful stuff over there. Ad-free experience, exclusive behind-the-scenes content, extended interviews, deep dives, investigative reports. Go there. Sign up for that. RedVoiceMedia.com/premium. It helps to keep this platform on the air and to pay those writers and these investigative reporters flying EdSol all over the country to confront people. Speaking of confronting people, that's exactly what the vaccine police are doing. Christopher Key founded Vaccine Police. He is confronting these pharmacists serving Nuremberg notifications on these evil tyrants that are injecting our kids, our babies, with this bioweapon. He's confronting hospital administrators. Why are you killing our people? Why are you killing my family, not allowing me to come and see them, slamming remdesivir into these people, putting them on ventilators and acting as the new killing fields, the modern day ovens? Why are you doing that? He video documents all of it. This guy's putting up big billboards in major metropolitan areas warning people about the bioweapon, the dangers associated with the so-called vaccine and how deadly they are. He's doing the real thing. Get behind these people. That's what you can do. Get behind the vaccine police. Go to vaccine-police.com right now. Check out everything that he's doing and donate to that cause. Help fund these efforts. They need the funding. I fund it. I support it. I'm glad that I do. Vaccine-police.com. Again, vaccine-police.com. Go right now. If you feel so called, please help out at vaccine-police.com. We told you yesterday about the Fairness for All Act. That's the bill that almost two dozen Republicans are sponsoring in Congress that would enshrine transgender protections in federal law forever. They say it has protections for religious groups, but it has no protections at all for religious individuals. You'll be forced to submit to the new death cult of liberalism or else. You know how this happens? Weak Republicans are elected to Congress. They concede everything to Democrats to prove that they're moderate. And then they live in perpetual fear of just losing the next election, and they promptly do because voters hate weak people who don't deliver anything. But we're at grave risk of electing another one of those useless Republicans next year. One of the seats Republicans are targeting next year is Virginia's 2nd congressional district. It voted for Trump in 2016, supposedly Biden in 2020, and voted for Youngkin 3 weeks ago. This is a seat that Republicans need to flip back to retake the House, but it's only worth doing if we get someone worthwhile, not another candidate who will just concede everything to Democrats. And right now, one of the candidates running for that seat is Jennifer Kiggins. As a member of the Virginia legislature, she voted for the pro-transgender bill that allowed perverts into girls' restrooms to rape young girls. You already know that if she showed up in Washington, she'd be racing to pass this Fairness for All bill. So we can't let that happen. But there are alternatives. Jerome Bell is also running for that seat. He's an America First Navy Chief Petty Officer retired, and he joins us now. These fake MAGA, squishy, so-called conservative rhinos are more dangerous than the liberal, progressive, radical Democrats that we now know are communists.
Yeah, Stu, absolutely. You know, these people are communists as well. They just disguise it better than Democrats do. Okay. You know, Stu, and it's like this. And, you know, she's going to play the woman card because she did that today on a show. But, Stu, look, when I coach football, I'm an offensive coordinator. And in football speak, we call this what they're doing, an end around. This is nothing but a cowardly, weak-kneed Republican way of trying to sneak through the back door of the failed ERA. This is nothing but a transgender civil rights law for pedophiles and mentally sick people, Stu. And like you mentioned, NVA, our radical leftist communist governor and Democrat-controlled General Assembly, including a reach around from my 2022 congressional opponent, State Senator Jen Kiggins, and eight others, I might add, who call themselves Republicans, passed the same bill that went into effect July 2020, SB 868, or infamously known as the Virginia Values Act. This bill is the most sweeping LGBTQ legislation in the nation, Stu. It's the Virginia Civil Rights Bill that put boys into girls' bathrooms that led to the rape of that ninth grade little girl in Loudoun County, Virginia, by a boy who dressed like a girl in order to have access for his sickness, and she was the second victim of this coward. This Fairness Act for All is the federal version to put little girls and women all over the nation at risk and in danger. And not only that, this bill bribes churches in order to not risk their 501c, basically a bribe against God, Stu, a bribe for religious exemptions for biological men or boys to be able to go in and rape little girls and to compete for scholarships in girls' sports. Stu, but let me be clear. It's very concerning that 21 weak Republicans that have signed on as co-sponsors to this bill are conceding, not compromising. They've been sold a pile of horse dung, Stu, but I will not compromise in the safety of girls and women in this country when I'm elected in 2022. We are talking about a civil rights law for 1% of the population in order to get the same status of being Black, Latino, female, or male. This is just gender affirmation. A gender affirmation approach toward Christian single-sex spaces. And let me be clear, Stu, there are only two sexes of human beings or genders, male or female. God didn't make us protagonist hermaphrodites, Stu. We are not parrotfish, like my opponent would like to believe. The radical left wants to finish off America, and they are using gender to do it, while spineless rhinos like my opponent, Jen Kiggins, go right along with their agenda because they are scared, Stu, and that's the bottom line. This is an outright assault and attack on little girls and women, and it makes them vulnerable and unsafe, making the sexual orientation and gender identity, or the SOGT, a federally protected class under civil rights law, stamping gender ideology with the legitimate imprimatur of American legal regime is criminal to the other 99% of the population.
I couldn't agree more.
Anti-discrimination protections accorded to race, color, national origin, religion, sex, and disability. I'm sure transgenderism can fit under at least one of those categories. And last, Stu, such legislation would elevate this mental illness to a place of a fixed category, but should squarely fall under a disability, in my opinion, if anywhere. And lastly, this is a Marxist communist agenda, finally, to silence the dissent with the full force of civil rights bureaucracy. Stu, we have to protect Christian religious freedoms without bribes, and we must protect little girls and women from this all-out assault attack, which allow them to be raped and women in bathrooms, too.
Is Jen Kiggins really going to allow her daughter, if she has one, to go into a bathroom where sexual predators dressed up like women in a costume, mentally ill people? I mean, is she really for this? This isn't really what this is about. This is all fake. This is all fake. It's pandering. It's weak. It's phony. It's a liberal, radical, Democrat, communist dressed up as an America First, mega conservative, Trumpster Republican. And it's all fake. It's all lies. That's what makes them more dangerous. There are a lot of them out there in the field right now running for elected office. And sadly, a lot of them will get elected because in addition to all of the fakeness, they also have horrible endorsements from influencers and people with a platform. It's disgusting. And what happened in Loudoun County, that was one reported incident that the school tried to cover up. How many of those cover-ups have actually been successful with these mentally ill transgender freak shows going into these bathrooms and touching and raping girls? We know how many victims don't come forward just for the sake of fear for being shamed. This is a travesty.
Stuart, it is a travesty. And to answer your question, yes, I believe she would, because she's all for it. She signed off on every radical leftist LGBTQ bill that came across the General Assembly last year. She actually believes there was a bill that prohibited conversion therapy on minors. She voted that it was okay. And also, not only did she vote that it was okay, she voted that the state could pay for it. That's like state-sponsored abortions, Stu, and she voted for it. And not only that, she voted for, she had a obligation, well, a chance, I would say, a chance to vote for a law that will protect employees from their employers from this COVID-19 jab poison. And she abstained. She wouldn't even vote on it, Stu. And no, she's not a Trump supporter. She says that over and over. She will not support President Trump in 2024. She was a never Trumper. She's a bad rhino. And she loves Kevin McCarthy. And she kissed Kevin McCarthy's ring already.
Yeah. That guy, we have already proven, is an absolute failure. A disgusting travesty. This establishment is creating this beast system, and the GOP is going to prop up these people. This is what the GOP is doing to you. Do not give any money to this GOP. Do not give money to the party. Give directly to candidates like Jerome Bell. Take our country back. We can do it. We proved that. A truck driver with a $200 campaign, which $100, by the way, was spent on donuts, this is America speaking. America is pissed off with all of this nonsense that's going on. Jerome Bell for Congress. Go to jeromebellforcongress.com and donate directly to Jerome Bell. Sir, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Stu.
Well, a few weeks ago on this program, we told you the sad saga of Martha and Emmanuel Cortez. Martha has an adult handicapped daughter who's autistic, but one of her sons is the mayor of Battleground, Washington, and is fighting to take away the mother's guardianship so that he can get the sister forcibly vaccinated. Now, this very show has been thrust into the battle. A new filing from the Guardian ad litem in the case attacks Martha and Emmanuel for appearing on this program. And it vilifies Emmanuel for being a gun owner and claims he's now affiliated with radical anti-government groups, essentially smearing him as a domestic terrorist. Martha and Emmanuel Cortez join us now. I don't even like what's on the screen here because this really isn't about me or this program, but this is about the big picture here. You're now being attacked as a radical anti-government gun owner and a danger to society because you, Martha, don't want your autistic daughter force jabbed with this bioweapon. Make some sense of this for me.
That's right. That's right. And I wish right now we could get something. We haven't gotten any help from any lawyers. And it's been really, really, really tough on us.
A little bit about that, Stu, is the attorney who is claiming to help my mom. My mom had fired him twice on November 1st and November 3rd, but he refuses to relinquish his legal authority over my mom. So no other attorney will come in help us because the attorney in this case, Brian McKenzie, is claiming legal privilege over my mother. And the Guardian
Map. Where is Brian McKenzie's office? What city and state is Brian McKenzie's law firm located in? And what's the law firm called?
It's called McKenzie and Gunn. And that is in Vancouver, Washington. Okay. I'm sorry, it's called Gunn McKenzie.
Okay, Gunn McKenzie Law Firm. Got it. Yeah. All right. So this guy here is trying to hold this retainer over your mom's head and keep this contract in place so that no other attorney who can be effective in this case can help you. Just for everybody listening, a little backstory here. So Martha has a daughter who is an adult who's handicapped with autism, and her son, Emmanuel's brother here, is the mayor of Battleground, Washington, and is using the law and the weight of his office essentially to kidnap Martha's daughter from her so that he can get her forced vaccinated, jabbed with this bioweapon. So if there's an attorney out there that's listening, please contact the Stu Peters Show so we can hook you guys up. What is going on between the actual battle between you, Emmanuel, and your brother now, Martha, with you and your son respectively?
Well, so like I said, there's that attorney situation. And then on top of that, the guardian ad litem that was appointed on November 2nd, Lisa Rasmussen, she filed a declaration in court on November 12th, I believe, Friday, the November 12th. And that's where she stated that I was a gun owner and that I was being part of groups that were radical towards the government just because we were on your show, Stu Peters, and she actually quoted your show, and she actually kind of talked about your show in not a very good light, and basically painting me as radical and a gun owner. And then she continued to kind of corroborate what the attorney Brian McKenzie, who will not relinquish his privilege over my mom, by stating that he directed her to only
here's the situation is, yes, you are a gun owner, and that's great. And I believe everybody who wants to should own a gun. I think everybody should have a gun. So you're a gun owner. Great. And as far as being a radical, yeah, maybe she's right. Maybe you are. Maybe you're radical about the Constitution. Maybe you're radical about the freedom that we're supposed to be afforded here in this country, specifically after medical choices that you want to make after your sister and your own health. Maybe you're radical about the love that you have for your sister and your mother, and radical about knowing what's right and what's wrong. How about that? And so for this communist witch to be talking about this program in that light. Go ahead. She quoted what?
She quotes and says that she was horrified at our interview and that this your show was full of misinformation. That's what the guardian ad litem, who was appointed right now over my mom's case, is basically a hand puppet of these attorneys that won't relinquish privilege over my mom, and then my brother's attorney as well. James D. Sinesky.
Yeah, well, we'll see what this communist witch has to say when we get you a good attorney and we get you back there in court. This program is dedicated to being a platform of action, and we're going to help you as best as we can. I got to get out of here. I'm out of time, but the two of you, God bless you. Try to have a great Thanksgiving, and we're going to get on this right away here today. After I'm off the air, I'm opening up my Rolodex. I'm calling everybody, Emmanuel and Martha Cortez. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you too. And I mean it. We're going to do everything that we can to help. That noise in the background. We're now joined by another Cortez, Carlos Cortez, an independent fiduciary, God-fearing, Jesus-loving patriot. Cortez Wealth Management, go to AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. You're out and about.
Yes, I'm out and about. I just want to say thank you to all of our clients. Thank you for you, Stu. I pray that everybody has a joyful and peaceful Thanksgiving. I wanted to just record here today because I'm meeting some great, great friends that I'm thankful for. But also I'm thankful for the spirit of free enterprise here in America, our God-given right. Brighter days here in Tarpon, Florida. Come visit them. They're a great story. And this is what it's America about. Building up during a pandemic where enterprises were shut down. These people stood stood here like a rock in the storm.
They stayed open during the pandemic. Brighter Days Brewing Company in Tarpon Springs, Florida. So make sure you get there. We're doing an ad, a shameless plug here for another brewery. Look at this guy. How selfless is that? Giving up his time, but I will take the time to tell you, make sure that you get to AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Again, AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. They had a class last night, another one next Tuesday. So much valuable information there. Don't put your money in the hands of communists. Do business with this guy, AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Have a great Thanksgiving until Monday at this time. Here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here's to any way you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it, maybe be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it. And here's to us who do it, telling the truth, because we're the ones that's used to it. I'll be praying for you. Remember to fly low and avoid the radar. Listen, one day they're going to come for the car, and when they do, save the radar!